finishing maybe about 10 or 15 minutes sooner tonight, because we're going to have a session meeting after the service. So the brothers that's on the session, we just did a hide for 10 or 15 minutes, all them well. We want to sing one more chorus then before Tommy comes to say good word. The name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run into it, and they are safe. The name of the
what's happening just a few blocks down, the Masonics. That's another name for the Devil's Lodge. I hope you all know that. It's a movement of Satan. But we're here for a movement of God. And I tell you, I can feel it on my forehead tonight. There's an oppression in this area, and I'm not joking about it. I can sense it. There's something that God slapped my head for years, and I can feel it. And it's round the night, but it's going to go, I can tell you that, because the name of the Lord. It's a strong tower. Praise God. The wife can tell you I was meant to be going to work today. I couldn't go the day before with the rain. And it was a great time in the upper room. And I said to her the day, I'm not going the day either. I'll spend an hour upper room the day again. Now, I needed to go maybe for other reasons, but I felt God didn't want me to go. I felt the Lord want me to pray. And God's moving. But you mightn't think it, but God is moving. And God's fixing to do something big. I'm telling you. And that's why there's such oppression, such an attack of the devil on every one of us in this meeting. The enemy wants you locked down. You know, the Bible says in the Acts, they were persecuted beyond measure, but they prayed. And when they prayed, God moved. And we're going to pray tonight, and God's going to move. Praise God. The Lord bless you this evening. We're going to just have a brief look tonight at the last words of the Lord on earth. His last words. And what he began has to be continued. And it can be, because the Holy Spirit sent to continue the work. Let's turn to Luke 24. Luke 24, verse 44 to 49. Luke 24. Let's start while we read this, just in reference to the Word of God. Amen. Luke 24, verse 44 to 49. And he said unto them, these are the words which I speak unto you while I was with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and the Psalms concerning me. Then opened he their understanding, that they might understand the scriptures. And he said unto them, thus it is written, and thus it behoved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And ye are witnesses of these things, and behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. But tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. Now I want to go to the book of Acts, chapter 1. And I love reading the book of Acts. Acts 1, verse 1 to 9. The former treaties have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and to teach, until the day in which he was taken up, after that he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, been seen of them 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou this time again, at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father put in his own power, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in Judea, and unto Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up. Now, wonderful. He was taken. You know what that means when you're taken? Somebody comes for you if you're taken. Is that right? And he was taken. And I tell you, God's people's going to be taken. They're going to be taken. Somebody's coming for us. And we're leaving. We're leaving this world. And it can be any time. And a cloud, and we believe that's the angels of the Lord, received him out of their sight. Praise God. He was gone. Gone. They took him. Let's bow our heads this evening. And if you have a need, and I know there's his needs, just lift your hand to the Lord, and we're going to pray tonight. Praise God, praise God. Heavenly Father, we bow before you in the name that you have set far above every other name, the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I plead your blood over everyone in this room and over all that's near and dear to us tonight. I plead the blood of Jesus Christ. I'm asking that the fire of God will encamp round this room this evening in the name of Jesus Christ. I come against every demon, every devil, every warlock, every power of hell, by the power of Christ's blood and the Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus tonight. Lord, I pray you'll move in every situation in this room. We pray for Sister Joy and Brother Billy tonight, Lord, that you'll move in them, strengthen them, encourage them, comfort them, bless them. We claim them in the name of Jesus tonight. Touch my mother from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. Let the Holy Ghost come upon her now. Move in George, move in Winifred, move in everyone in this room this evening. Get yourself the praise and all the glory in the name of Jesus. Empower us, revive us, renew us, quicken us. Let the fire come on your people again. In the name of Jesus, loose the Holy Ghost amongst us and the gifts of Spirit. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Anoint your anointed and set the captives free in the name of the Lord. Lord, I do take the Holy Ghost to help me. I deny every symptom of the devil, every effect of the devil, I renounce it. In the name of Jesus Christ, I renounce colds, flus, headaches, backaches, stomach aches, in the name of Jesus. And I speak healing and deliverance over your people in the name of Jesus tonight by the power of your blood. Oh Lord, have your way. Bless your word to our hearts and bless your people. Strengthen everyone in the mighty name of Jesus. For the hands raised meet every need. Lord, in Jesus' precious name, amen. Amen. You may be seated. Praise God. Devil's a liar. I don't want anybody to think it bad that I said the Masonics, the devil's movement, because I studied it. And when you take the 33rd degree, you're saying you're worshiping Satan. And I know what I'm talking about. I've studied it. And I'll tell you, if you ever do study about it, when you study it long enough, you'll get depressed. Because everything about it's a depression. Because it's from hell. Jesus is the only truth. And I preach on Sunday night. He's the only name that's life in Christ. Amen. Anything else is a broken stick. Praise God. I want to look at this great statement. All that Jesus began both to do and teach. And you know that Jesus went about doing good and healing all that were sick and oppressed of the devil. This great statement divided the work into two streams. The gospel and then the acts. And you have the gospel, then you have the acts. Praise God. Before and after the ascension of Christ, you have the Gospels, then you have the Acts. And you know, when Jesus was here on earth, the many things he done. Then after Jesus went to heaven, there was still an acting going on because the Holy Ghost came so that the work could continue. The Gospel concerns that which Christ began to do and teach. The Acts concern is continued doing and teaching by the Spirit through the true church. So even though Jesus was taken, and your Bible and mine's clear, isn't it? He was taken. How many can agree with that tonight? It says he was taken. Just like Enoch was not, for God took him. He took him, and he never died. And I tell you, when he was taken, the work didn't stop. The work continued. That which Jesus began continued. It continued because of the Holy Spirit. It didn't continue in a lesser manner or in defeatism, but it continued in the power of the Holy Ghost. It continued in preaching of the gospel. It continued in signs, wonders, and miracles. The work continued what Jesus began. Amen. Through his church, the true church. A brother preached it well Sunday morning about returning. And the spirit of Elijah is a heart-turning spirit. And Elijah came. Then the spirit of him came a double portion on Elisha. Then the spirit of him came in John the Baptist. Then that spirit comes in a messenger in this last church age. The same spirit of Elijah to turn our hearts. Now, it doesn't turn our hearts back to denominationalism. It turns our heart back to the original apostolic message what began in the first church age on the day of Pentecost. And we know Paul was the first church age master when we study the Bible. And the church began in power. And I believe she has to go out in the same power. And the first church was a tongue-talking, Holy Ghost-filled church. And the last church has to be a tongue-talking, Holy Ghost-filled church. Or else she's not the same as the first church. She's an imitation. But God will have a church. Hallelujah. God will have a people. When Jesus Christ went back to heaven, it was not the end of his ministry, but his ministry continued. His ministry never ended when he continued. Jesus Christ is still moving. He's still teaching. Because the Holy Spirit is in the church, and the Holy Spirit came in his name. He told us, I'm going away, but I will send another comforter in my name to continue the work. Hallelujah. Let's look at the difference between the Gospels and the Acts for a moment here tonight. John 16, verse 12 to 15. I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he shall show you things to come. And he shall glorify me. I tell you, anything that doesn't glorify Jesus is at the devil. Is that the truth? It must glorify the Lord. The Holy Spirit will glorify Jesus. The Holy Spirit will exalt Jesus. It won't exalt the movement or a man-made system. It will exalt the Lord Jesus Christ. And Jesus must be exalted. And Jesus must be uplifted. And he said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. We have a duty as preachers to uplift him. Not a name or a movement, but the name of Jesus Christ. And there's power in that name. Saving power. If you've got Jesus, you've got salvation. For salvation's in the name. You can invoke the name. Hear me this evening. You have a right as a Christian to invoke the name of Jesus. If you received it in baptism and you've came in the name, you can invoke the name. You can speak the name over a situation and ask God to change it and ask God to do something. That's your right as a believer. Let's read this, for the Lord tells us this here in his word. But whatsoever ye shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things come. Verse 14. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. All things the Father hath are mine. Therefore said I, that he shall take of mine and shall show it unto you. So the Holy Spirit will take of the Father and show it unto you. Do you realize God could show you tomorrow what's going to happen if he wants to? He's done it before. He could do it again. Now you could go through a season for you think God's not showing you anything and nothing's happening. But the devil would want you and me to believe that the Lord doesn't hear us and the Lord's left us and the Lord doesn't answer us. But the Lord never leaves us and the Lord never forsakes us, because the word of God says, though I am with you always to the end. That's God's word. We can't go on a sensation or a feeling, but the Lord's word's the truth. And here's the thing about it, if you get close enough to him, you will have a feeling and you will have a sensation. It comes with it. Amen. Hallelujah. The Gospels, Jesus Christ comes from the Father, descends to earth, and his ministry begins. Now, let me tell you, he comes from the Father. John 13, verse 3. Jesus, knowing that the Father had given him all things into his hands, and that he came from God, and he went back to God. That's why I said the other week, he's different than any other son of God. Jesus is unique. He's special. He's the only begotten son of God. All things are made by him and for him. Jesus Christ crucified and he died for us. And he finished the work on the cross and he rose from the dead. He paid the full price. He said, it's finished. The work's finished. The price has been paid. And the ministry continues. That's the Gospels. That's why you have the Gospels. Jesus done it. done it. But now you have the axe. Jesus Christ returns to the Father and ascends to heaven, and the heavenly ministry begins. So when Jesus left this scene, he was taken to heaven and he continued the work from heaven. He's praying for you, you know. The Lord prays for you. Didn't the Lord pray for Peter? Who would ever have thought that Peter would have shook the nation? A man that cursed and denied the Lord, but God had chosen him. And he did shake the nation because he received the Holy Ghost. And when he received the Holy Ghost, he was changed. And I tell you, the power of the Holy Ghost changes a man and a woman. You don't want to drink or smoke and do all them things when you get the Holy Spirit, because you'll be born again of Spirit of God. Not of some denomination of creed, but of God's Spirit. Amen. Spoken words, the original seed. We are born again of an incorruptible seed which liveth and abideth forever. How many believe that? When you preach and sow the word, that's a seed you're sowing. That's going to have an effect. It has to have. Just like a brother prayed with the funeral and the gospel was preached, and you, the people that's reaching even still. I've met so many people, grown men, big men, in tears. Said that if ever anything spoke to them, that spoke to them. That they never were anywhere like it. Roman Catholics, they would never go to somewhere like that. And they heard the gospel. Jesus said, all the Father has given me will come to me. Hallelujah. All the Father has given me will come to me. I tell you, you need to believe, and I need to believe for our children that they're part of that. And we need to claim them and pray them into the kingdom of God for the glory of God. Didn't Jesus say, it's not my will that any should perish, but that all would come to the saving knowledge of the truth? Jesus Christ living, glorified for us, the continued work from the throne of God in heaven, the doing and teaching of Jesus is what he said and what he did. His words and works were of the Father. That's who they were off. You know, didn't they come to Jesus and said, you're after your father, the devil? They accused Jesus to be after Beelzebub. They said, you cast out devils by the devil. And Jesus said, if Satan casts out Satan, his kingdom's divided. Amen? It's like some people saying, it's the devil healing. It's the devil changing people. Jack Cole said, where two fellas went to his meeting, said, if it's the devil, two drunkards, how come we haven't got it? I tell you, the devil won't cast out the devil, but the power of the Holy Ghost will cast the devil out. And I'm telling you, in this pulpit this evening, you'll not cast the devil out with nice words and statements. Only the anointing of God can do that. Power of God can do it. And when the real power of God comes, there's no effort because of the power of the Holy Ghost. And that's what's wrong in our country today. Suicides. All the things that's terrible what's happening. It's the devil. He's roaring, going about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And we need to preach Jesus. Amen. Look at John 12:49, for I have not spoken of myself. Excuse me. But the Father which sent me, he gave me the commandment that what I should say and what I should speak. So Jesus was speaking what the Father wanted to be spoken. Jesus was doing what the Father wanted to be done. So when somebody says it's not God's will to heal, then was Jesus out of the will of God healing? Because the Bible says Jesus went about everywhere doing good and healing all that were sick and oppressed of the devil. And I tell you, and I preached it before, when that storm come up on that boat and it tried to sink the boat and them disciples was on it, and you know where he was heading, to the land of the Gadarenes, where there was a man naked because he was a lunatic. He was possessed with a legion of devils. That's an army of devils had overtaken him. And the Lord was going over there, and I believe that Jesus foreknew and foresaw that man's deliverance ever before he got in that boat. I believe that. And the devil done all he could to stop it, and he tried to sink that boat going over. Somebody said, God sent the storm. Well, the way I look at it, seeing as Jesus was never once out of the will of the Father, he stood up and he rebuked the storm. And it obeyed him. And the Bible tells us that the enemy goes about like a roaring lion, and he's a prince of the power of the earth, of the Bible. And the Lord rebuked him. So sometimes when storms come, we can take authority over it in the name of the Lord, just like Jesus done. Hallelujah. You know that even like the man was born blind, and they said, who did sin? Did this man sin or his parents? And he said, neither of them, but that the works of God might be made manifest in them. I have to be honest in this pulpit tonight. We need some more demonstration of power amongst us than what we have at the minute. God's going to have to do something more. That's what I'm praying. We need a supernatural moving by the Spirit of Almighty God. And you say, oh, can it happen or not? If we seek God, it has to happen. He can't change. He remains the same. Do you believe that tonight? John 14, verse 10 to 13. Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? And the words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Do you know why he said that? Because they said, no man can do these miracles which this man's doing except God be with him. Hallelujah! Is that right? And God was in him, doing the work, continuing the work. And the Holy Spirit's been sent back to do the work and continue the same work that Jesus began. Oh, we need a filling. Oh, brothers, baptize you. We need a fresh baptism. Hallelujah! We need filled again. Glory to God. We need God to fill us. Just like the car, you fill her, it does its job. It moves her, it travels her, but it can run out. And I tell you, we need to top up. But I tell you, God can give it. Verse 12, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, this is the verse I was wanting, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. Whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. So when you do the works that Jesus done, the Father's glorified. That's what the Bible's saying. So when you preach to get people saved, when you lay hands on the sick, God's glorified. That's what Jesus done. And we are to continue the work he begun. Did you know his ministry hasn't ceased? And I'm going to tell you something tonight, and I want you to hear this. There's no such thing as the ministry of this man or the ministry of that man. And you need to get his, what he had, and what somebody else had. There's only one ministry. That's the ministry of Jesus Christ. And that's the ministry that needs to be operating. Now, God can use different individuals in that, but there's one ministry. It's the ministry of Jesus Christ. And this whole Bible is a revelation of the mystery of Jesus Christ from Genesis to Revelations. It reveals him. Hallelujah. It glorifies him. It is absolutely clear from Scripture that the work and works of the Lord Jesus will and must continue to do and teach. And in and through his many-membered body, as the true church will continue the work. And don't think there isn't a church, because God will have a church. God will have a church. Not only will God have a church, even though the gates of hell are against the church, they will not prevail against it. And I tell you, when persecution comes in, it's a good sign. I know it doesn't seem like it or feel like it, but if nothing was going to happen, the devil would leave you alone. But that's why he's upset. Do you think if people's getting saved and hearing the truth, he'll not be upset? He'll be upset because he might lose some jailbirds. There might be some people break chains and get free. And Jesus came to set the captives free. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. Hallelujah. Because he hath anointed me. He hath sent me to set at liberty those that are bruised and break open the chains. and the releasing from the prison house. The Lord Jesus, the Holy Spirit, and the eternal God are mentioned in scriptures here, you know. They're mentioned. There's one God, but that one God had three offices: Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. In the Old Testament, He was God above them. In the New Testament, it is Jesus with us. Now, in this dispensation, it's the Holy Spirit, it's the Holy Ghost in us. So He was above us, He was with us, now He's in us. And it's the same Spirit of God. He never changes. Acts 1, verse 2 to 4, until the day in which He was taken up. After that, He threw the Holy Ghost. How did He do it? Tell me how the Lord gave the commandments through the Holy Ghost. If Jesus gave it through the Holy Spirit, we have to give it through the same Holy Spirit. If it's ever going to have an impact, the Holy Spirit must be with it and behind it. There has to be a supernatural force. That's the Holy Ghost. I'm convinced more than ever. And I've been preaching for some time now, since I'm a young man. And I'm telling you, there's no substitute for the anointing of God. And there's no big secret, but it's something that people don't want to do. It's a waiting on God. It's a waiting on God. It's a tarrying on the Lord for the power of God to come. Didn't Jesus say, if you'll pray in secret, I'll reward you openly? Yes. Hallelujah. Don't think the Lord's away far from you in the night. He's closer than the breath you breathe. And He says He loves you and never forsake you. Hallelujah. Give commandments unto the apostles whom He had chosen. He gave them commandments. To whom also He showed Himself alive after His passion, but many infallible proof been seen in them 40 days. After He rose from the dead, He walked amongst them for 40 days. And the Old Testament saints rose with Him. And the Bible says people saw them. Now, I don't know who all saw them, how many, but some people saw them. It could have been the elect. You know what I'm saying? Those that were deemed to believe could have saw them, because that's who wrote about it. Amen. I don't know, but people saw them. I know that. And Jesus went about for 40 days. We absolutely believe in one God, but there's three offices of that one God. Isn't that right? There's the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit. Jesus is not His own Father, but God's His Father. But there's one thing about Jesus different than any other man. He never received the Spirit by measure, but the fullness of God was in Him, in fullness. Hallelujah. That's why He knew no sin, and He had no sin. Hallelujah. We know that Jesus Christ was a sinless, spotless Son of God, and He was absolutely led by the Holy Ghost. He had the Spirit, and He needed the Spirit. How many knows that? Now I want to look for 5 moments, and it's just gone half, just for a few moments. I want to look at the Holy Spirit in the life of Christ. And my emphasis tonight is this, on these, the words Jesus gave, the last words was that He was going, but the Holy Ghost was coming. That was what He promised. It's called the promise of the Father. And we know the book of Joel, Joel prophesied of an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And when Peter was filled with the Holy Ghost on the day of Pentecost, he quoted from the book of Joel. He recognized that it must come to pass what was written in the book of Joel, chapter 2, that in the last days God would pour out His Spirit on all flesh. And your sons and your daughters would prophesy. And your old men dream dreams, and your young men see visions. And upon my servants and my handmaidens, in those days I will pour out of my Spirit. God promised it. And Jesus' last words, that's what they were. Tarry for the Holy Ghost. He put more emphasis on getting the Holy Spirit than He did in getting the knowledge. Did you hear that? You could get a knowledge. It's like a tool or a vehicle. There's a brother guy, knows how to drive a digger, but you put somebody on that machine that can't drive it, and they'll wreck someone. Now, I know what I'm talking about. I've seen fellas take the half of a house down with a digger because they couldn't drive it. They should never have been on it. My father used to say that you'd only be let look at it from behind a cage. but never let in it. But the man that knows how to operate it can make it look so easy. And I tell you, when the Holy Spirit comes on you, according to the words of Jesus Christ, you have received the teacher. Is that right? And if you've received the teacher, not only have you received the teacher, you have received the one that will teach you all things you will ever need to know. Don't be concerned about if somebody doesn't see something. Years ago, I used to be so concerned, but they don't see it, they don't see it. And what was I going to do about it if they don't see it? It's not down to me if they see it. And if I preach salvation and nobody can see it, it's not down to me. It's down to them. They've heard the word of God. It is God that saves. It is God reveals himself. And if God chooses not to do it, it won't be done. And if God chooses to do it, he can do it quicker than you can bat your eye. He can do it in a moment. There's no effort to it when God does it. But when we do it, it's like a brother talking about paddling the bank. It becomes a works program. But I tell you, when the Lord does it, Luke 1 verse 35 tells us he was born in the Spirit. For the Holy Spirit overshadowed the Virgin Mary. She conceived by the Holy Ghost. He was born in the Spirit. Amen. Then he was anointed in the Spirit, Matthew 3, verse 16, 17. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lightning upon him. And the voice from heaven said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." God was announcing, "Hear this man." He couldn't hear nobody else. Now, when did he get that? John's message was invalid at that point. Now, if you don't believe that, John himself said, "I must decrease, he must increase. I baptize you in water, but there's one coming after me who's greater than me, whose shoe latches are not worthy to even unloose. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire." And I tell you, when Jesus came on the scene, John hadn't long left. Because this was a present tense message. And he took them further than John. John done his part. John brought them up to that part of a new message coming. But when the message itself came, John 1 verse 1, "In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. The Word was God." John's job was done. But the Word took over. Hallelujah. When people talk about the Word being restored, that's a false statement. The Word can never be restored because the Word itself was never moved or backslid. Amen. The people need restored to the Word, but the Word remains the same. It's our foundation. Jesus is that Word made flesh. Hallelujah. He was filled with the fullness of the Spirit. John 3:34, "And he whom God hath sent speaketh the words of God, for God giveth not the Spirit by measure unto them." He's special. You can never put nobody else beside him, because he cannot be. He's unique. Hallelujah. Colossians 1:19, "For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell." Here's another thing. He was led of the Spirit. John 4 verse 1, "Then Jesus was led up the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted the devil." Could you imagine the Holy Spirit leading him to be tempted? Now you and me would think, if we were heading that road, we're going the wrong way. The natural mind would think the God. But Jesus had to be tempted and proved in every point, so that when me and you come into the situation of temptation, we have one that's able to succor us. That's what the Bible says. He can sustain us in the midst of the greatest temptation. And you know, God cannot be tempted. God cannot be tempted. But I tell you, we could fall with it, but it's the Lord that keeps us. Amen. Didn't Jesus say to Peter, "Satan's desire to sift you as wheat, but I prayed for you." You'll have trouble, but you're going to be all right. Trouble might come, but everything's going to be all right. Hallelujah. He spoke and taught by the Spirit, Luke 4, verse 18. And the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, the covering of sight to the blind, and set at liberty them that are bruised. That's what Jesus came to do. If the Holy Spirit that was on Jesus returned on the day of Pentecost onto the church, then the church has the same ministry that Jesus had. Because it's the ministry of Jesus Christ, because it's the same Holy Ghost. Now, one man mightn't do it all, and he won't. I was thinking of it. Think of this. Think of this thought. I thought of this the other day. Now, just for an example, think of James McConnell in this country, how God used him. And people could say, there's never been another man like him. And look how God used him. And we can all appreciate how God used him. Many agrees with me tonight. But think of the young man what came out from under him that are now being used, over 60 of them, and put all together what God's doing through all of them, and then you see a different picture. Do you understand what I'm saying? Jesus said, the works that I do shall ye do also, and greater works than ye shall ye do, because I go unto the Father. And we know we as an individual can't do more than greater than the Lord, but it means more. Yes. You have a man in Africa tonight preaching the gospel. You have a man here in Ireland preaching the gospel. You have a man in Switzerland preaching the gospel. You have a man in Australia, New Zealand. All over the world, the gospel's being preached. All over the world, God's moving. There's revival in parts of the earth tonight that we don't even know about. God's healing and delivering people right now. Because the work's been continued. Never put it on one man that God's restricted. God is never restricted. God will always have a people. Hallelujah. I'm excited tonight. Are you excited? That's just a warm-up. We're going to have to come and pray. The time's going to go. We're going to have to come and pray. And I want you to pray prayers of faith tonight. I want you to be bold in prayer tonight. And if you think you need filled with the Holy Spirit, you need to ask Him. Because the Bible said, if we've been evil, know how to give good gifts unto our children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Ghost to them that ask Him? Let's bow our heads this evening. Praise God. Heavenly Father, we thank You tonight that Your word brings liberty. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Lord, I believe there's liberty in this room right now. Lord, I pray You'll give us favor with You tonight, that prayers of faith will be prayed and answered for the supernatural to happen in lives, in homes, in situations. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Lord, You know that many of us here this evening, we need miracles, financial, physical. But Lord, You are the God of miracles. I pray that You'll intervene in every situation, in every home, in every life, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, ask for all the children, bless them, cover them with Your blood, save every one of them, bless our nurses, our doctors. Pray for those in authority, for wisdom, for guidance. We pray again for those in this fellowship, the sick, Lord, that You'll heal them. For those bereaved, that You'll comfort them. Pray for Joy and Billy again tonight. Oh God, strengthen them. Strengthen them. Oh, comfort them, Lord. Bless them and save them. Bring them in, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Lord, may everyone in that household bless Brother John and me, Auntie Carl, all the family, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I pray for the moving of Your Spirit on my own oldest brother, on the arm, and every one of them. Save them and deliver them. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray You'll save men and women. Move on every one of us in this room. May there be a conviction. May there be the power of God's Spirit. Fill Your people tonight with the Holy Ghost. Visit us in the night watches and dreams, in visions, with an angel if need be. Help us to speak in faith. Give us the words to speak, Lord, that will change the situation around. In the name of the Lord, we pray. Oh God, give strength to those that need strength tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Let's just continue to seek the Lord tonight.